This is KERA, I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, ongoing efforts to improve treatment of breast cancer. UT Southwestern Medical Center is using a system called the Gammapod to help reduce treatment time and potentially lower the toxicity involved. Dr. Asal Rahimi explained to me how the system does this using stereotactic body radiation therapy.
So with standard whole breast radiation, we'll do the whole breast radiation in 4 to 6.5 weeks of radiation to the entire breast, versus with the stereotactic, it's somewhere between 1 to 5 treatments, and we're treating, you know, to a very small area. But the difficulty with stereotactic partial breast irradiation is that the breast is constantly moving during the treatments because you have breathing, and so the chest is moving up and down as patients breathe, and then the breast itself is moving because it's made of fat. So there are sophisticated techniques we can use to help immobilize or make sure the breast is not moving during the radiation treatments. And one of those techniques is
the Gammapod.
The Gammapod.
So how does the Gammapod assist in this?
There is a vacuum-assisted breast cup. So it basically puts a suction around the breast. It allows us to plan a radiation treatment and deliver a radiation treatment without the breast moving, and it will be in exactly the same position for the duration of the radiation treatment and planning.
Is the Gammapod as uncomfortable as it might sound at first?
It's similar to the same suction that you feel with a breast pump as if you were breastfeeding. You know, it's tolerable, and typically women can tolerate this for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours while we're doing the radiation planning. And usually the whole process will take about an hour and a half to 2 hours for each treatment, and it's usually tolerable.
How effective has the treatment been?
So far, it's been effective. Obviously, we need to have longer term. This is an FDA-approved machine. However, the doses that we are using are based off of phase one clinical trial data that we have. And now we're testing it in phase two data. And we have a newer study, which is now a phase one study, which is a preoperative radiation study that we're doing.
Who and at what stage of cancer would benefit?
Anyone that has a breast may be a candidate for this in different ways. So if they're early stage breast cancer, we could use the Gammapod to deliver a stereotactic partial breast technique in 1 to 5 treatments, depending on kind of their situation and how big their cavity is. And in the preoperative setting, so meaning if we deliver the radiation up front before surgery, which is different than what has been done in the past, we may be able to do this in one treatment. Now, for people that have more extensive stage and need to have their lymph nodes irradiated and their breast irradiated, we may be able to shorten their radiation by a week by doing one treatment of the Gammapod and knock off 5 treatments. Mm-hmm. So in essence, anyone that has a breast may be a candidate for some aspect of a Gammapod treatment. What I think has been very exciting about this is that we're trying to increase the convenience of these treatments. And I think that is because breast cancer treatments have been pretty efficacious or pretty successful over the years, but we're trying to improve these. And I think the area that we need to improve in is the quality of life of patients and trying to minimize appointment times and number of times people have to come to their radiation treatments.
Does this issue of convenience actually play a part in how people are seeking treatment or if they're seeking treatment?
Some women can't get radiation treatments because they can't afford to come for their radiation treatments, or they may not have transportation, or they live too far. Mm. So coming for a 4 or 6 weeks of radiation treatment is just not feasible for them. And so some women may opt to get a mastectomy instead of maintaining their breast. Or some people even sometimes have a mastectomy and then they can't come for their radiation treatments because it's just not going to be an option for them. So the convenience issue is a very big issue. And in our institution, we have people that come from all over the state to seek treatments from us. And so people that live in different cities, you know, may not be able to get radiation with us, or if they live in a rural area, they may not have access to a radiation facility. So access and convenience is actually a very big deal in the radiation world.
Is there something you'd like to add?
Oh, I'd like to talk about the preoperative radiation trial that we have just started. Typically, breast cancer is treated with surgery or chemotherapy up front, and radiation is usually the last thing that we will do. However, what we'd like to do now is try to potentially change the way that we're doing this and do the radiation up front and then do surgery. And there's three or four advantages to doing this. Number one, if we radiate the tumor itself, we are really, by probably 100 magnitude order, reducing the amount of breast tissue that we're treating by treating the tumor itself versus if the patient is taken to surgery and then they remove the tumor, then you have to radiate the cavity. With a margin, you're radiating much more breast tissue when you're doing it after surgery. Number two, basically seeing how the radiation can affect our tumors, and it is possible that the radiation may completely eradicate the tumor. And then we would see that at the time of surgery, there may not be any tumor. Then the question would be, is surgery necessary? So that's the number two that we want to look at, how much of a pathologic response we can get from this.
Okay.
And then number three, over the last decade, breast surgery has become more sophisticated, and so there's been better surgical techniques. And one of the things that they're doing now is what we call oncoplastic techniques. When the tumor is removed, a lot of surgeons now are not just leaving the tumor cavity open. They're now closing the cavity. And then when they close the cavity, sometimes they're rearranging the cavity. And so when we do those techniques, sometimes partial breast techniques are not going to be optimal because there's been some rearrangement of the tissue. But the great thing is that the breast will look really good after these oncoplastic techniques. And that's the reason why we do them. However, if we do the preoperative radiation before these oncoplastic techniques, patients would still be candidates for partial breast irradiation versus if they were to do them after the oncoplastic rearrangements, they may not be a candidate for partial breast irradiation. So there's three major benefits to doing preoperative radiation, and that's something that we're going to be investigating.
Meaning what overall? More options for breast cancer patients?
More
perhaps on some level, maybe less reason for concern or less reason for fear maybe?
Basically, it means more options potentially for patients with less potential toxicity, more convenience, and then the option to maybe eliminate surgery in the future.
Dr. Rahimi, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much.